It's time for the Orlando Lions Den podcast with your hosts, JJ, Eddie, Cleon, and Alex Brown.
You are beautiful on the inside. You are innocence personified. And I will drag you down and sell you out. Run away. I am cold like December snow. I have carved out this soul made of stone. And I will drag.
Welcome to another edition of Orlando Lions Den Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jason J.J. Jose. Alongside, I have four of my great companions. The original five of Orlando Lions Den Podcast are all here. Finally, we finally got Cleon back from rotation where his contract started, what was it, today? Because I got last week,
hey, couldn't man.
Be in here.
He was holding out with an injury.
Correct, Wag?
Do what?
It's I think it's like 7 days before the first game, 7 days after the last game.
that's right.
His contract. So we got in the window now.
Yeah, no double recordings per week. No midweek travel.
No.
we got him back. Cleon, welcome back. Welcome
hey, to man.
The first show of 2021.
Hey man, I'm ready. I'm ready for this season, bro. I'm so hype. It's a whole extra month or 2 months, or however long it's been. The season should have kicked off already. I'm ready, man. This weekend, awesome. It's Atlanta. Whew, I can't wait to blow the doors off them, man.
Awesome. And let's go down to Southwest Florida in the Naples, Fort Myers area. We have our man, Alex Ryder.
I'm coming for you, Orlando. I'm coming Saturday. I'm making that drive. I cannot wait to be back in that stadium with you all. I hope to get to see a lot of listeners. I'm hoping to see all these crazy people surrounding me, and I'm bringing my good luck charms from the Schlegel game, my brother and my buddy Derek. So shout out to Adam and Derek. Thanks for coming with me again this year. So looking forward to it, and I like what Cleon said, let's blow the doors off Atlanta.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Down in all the way in the Keys, we have the Swag. I like your purple background there.
Nice. We're lighting it purple. We got Alexa up in here. But I'm in Key West. We're coming up. I'll see y'all on Saturday. I'll be in the stadium, Section 10. Same crew I'm always with, man. Six straight home openers. Couldn't miss it. So especially against them fools from Atlanta.
Hey, man. Hey, nice of you to get out of bed this week, though, Alex.
Hey, man. I had to sit up for this one. I had to sit up for this one. Eddie told me that now we're on YouTube, so
subscribe on YouTube.
Get my hair going. Nah, I didn't even do my hair. Just got a shower. I literally came straight from work. I worked 7:30 a.m.
Neither did I.
I clocked out at 7:30 p.m. Got home, and now we're potting up.
There you go, dedication, man. You got that sun,
that
sunshine
down
here.
Down in Lake County, representing Lake County in Sumter County, even though you're right at the border there. Eddie Cruz!
What's up, guys? This is year, I don't know. This is another year for us, another home opener. And, you know, for me, this is when the year starts, man. I had a birthday, Valentine's, loved one's birthday, all kinds of birthdays. And this is the beginning of the year for me, opening day. And I'm so excited. I can't wait. And to start it off with a win against Atlanta, I can't ask for anything better, man. I'm excited.
Is this a bigger day than a loved one's birthday? Eddie?
You know what? There's only
Just be careful.
How do I say this?
I should just stop you right now, Eddie.
Yeah, yeah. How do I say this?
They don't live in your household, then yes.
There you go.
Yes, yes. It's more important than all your birthdays, just not my loved ones' birthdays. Is that that wasn't the right way to go about it. That was
good. If they don't live under your roof, I got it. I feel it.
Thanks, Alex. Always got my back.
All right. Now I'm JJ. I'm over here up in Seminole County, Longwood. And we're going to be there. I'll be in Section 7 because I can't sit in the front row, Section 10. So I'm going to be in 7. They had to kick me up in a way.
JJ is ticket Karen. JJ doesn't get what he wants, gets on the phone, and then gets an upgrade, free stuff all the time. So if you don't like your ticket allocation,
get with me.
You ask JJ to get on and put him on three-way, and ticket Karen will close the deal.
Can you get me?
But I got front row. COVID front row. That's Section 7. All
is
right,
that
guys.
Still a thing? COVID front row? Like, they're still blocking out the first 10 rows?
They are. So
first four rows, I think it is.
Oh, it's better.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about that because Flavio came out talking about 50% of the stadium will be this week and the second game, and then they should be full capacity the third game. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But let's hit our sponsors. Seabra Foods, if you're looking for a good Latino, Brazilian, Portuguese groceries, Seabra Foods Supermarket in the International Drive and in Hunters Creek. That's where your Orlando City players all go shopping, especially the Brazilians. They love their picanha, so make sure you go out there. They got great food specials. Lisbon Restaurant in Dr. Phillips and Fado Restaurant, the sister in St. Petersburg downtown. They are now a sponsor of us here at Orlando Lions Den. And then Tuga Landscaping for all your landscaping needs. Get with Tuga Landscaping at 407.
JJ, how come we got these? How come we got these food sponsors? I didn't get to do a taste test.
We'll get you a taste test.
Okay.
We're going to have actually the grand opening. And we'll do a taste. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right.
I'm trying to work on a dinner with a couple of people. So.
All right. There you go.
So Tuga Landscaping, 407-690-9992. Eddie, Fieldturf.
We got Fieldturf USA. Proud to have them on board again. Champions League was today. Those pitches are mixed up with Fieldturf, so glad to have them on board. And Cleon got a sponsor. It looks like it's cookies, gingerbread cookies by, I'm not sure. And
I love
Alex,
that. That
Alex Park. Oh, Alex Brown, part of your crew is I got you. Well, part of the crew that you're coming with is one of our sponsors, right, Alex Brown?
Yeah. Oh, Leo. Cleon, you're chewing up. You know, we're putting this on YouTube. You're chewing up, my man.
It is Chew-Tube.
Hey, everybody that's watching this. Oh, it's Juju, Eddie said. Oh,
it's just Chew-Tube. Chew-Tube.
We are in mid-season form already, guys.
Y'all know this is nothing new, man. I do this every show. It's just now y'all want to put it in YouTube.
Yeah.
Look, y'all want to put me on blast that I eat.
Yeah, I want everybody
half the time,
to know.
You get, so half the time when with. I'm talking, and then some of y'all are like, oh, why you sound mumble mouth all of a sudden? It's because normally got like a mouthful of food or something.
Usually it's Tender Tuesdays for Cleon. It's usually what it is. But not today.
Anyways, yeah, Leo's coming with me. He'll be at the game. Of course, he's representing Accurate Mortgage Group. If you guys are looking to buy a house, refinance, do any of that good stuff, guys, talk with somebody that knows what they're doing. You want to make sure you capitalize on every buck. He'll help you do that. Just give him a call at Loans by Leo, at AMG Lenders. They can help you out. The Gonzalez's, they're running things big time over there.
All righty. So there you go. And if you want to be a sponsor, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and you can subscribe on YouTube. But if you want to be a sponsor, get with us on Twitter. Definitely. You can DM us, Eddie, myself, Swag Rider.
If it's food directly at Eddie, the commish directly.
He needs to do some food tasting on that. But yeah, if you guys want to sponsor, get with us and we'll talk to you guys. All right, guys, let's talk about, this is our season preview, but before I talk about season preview, I want to talk about the stadium that came out yesterday about Flavio, the owner, Flavio Augusto da Silva, what he stated on his Instagram when somebody asked him about, is the stadium going to be packed? Is it going to be full? Is it going to be, when is it going to be full? When it's going to be at 100% capacity? Well, he gave us kind of a hint on his Instagram, and then the Orlando Sentinel reported today that the stadium will be at 50% on Saturday, and then the second game will be at 50%, and then hopefully, if everything goes correctly, I think it's the last, the third game is in May, the end of May, that it should be at 100% capacity. This is a big milestone for all of us Orlando City fans, for heading back to the stadium and to get that thing sold out. That's a great news to hear. And there most likely will be precautions about with COVID and everything. Probably you're going to have your mask on and everything. But definitely at 100%, that's awesome news by the third game. And I know Alex Leitão also stated that by mid-June or the end of June, we would have been at 100% also. So guess what, folks? We're getting closer to the stadium being packed again, and the purple smoke definitely blowing in the air, because we'll be scoring a lot of goals this year. And right into that, we're going to talk about our season preview. What we're going to talk about in this season preview edition is we're going to have our predictions on a couple of things. And then we're also going to be talking about standings, where we think everybody's going to sit in the East in the top seven. And we'll talk a little bit about Open Cup. And then we'll talk about our best 11 for the Atlanta United game that's coming up Saturday. So let's go right to it. Let's talk about who's going to have the most goals this year. Who is going to be the leading goal scorer for Orlando City? We added Pato, a good addition. Daryl DK might not be here anytime soon. Could it be Mulder? Could it be Nani? Could it be Mauricio Pereira? Eddie, who do you think is going to be the leading goal scorer for Orlando City today or this year?
I said it earlier when we signed this man, this half man, half beast, that he's going to catch people by surprise. He was a great signing, and he's going to score goals. And I said he's going to score double digits and lead the team in goals on our first podcast of 2021, and I'm sticking by it. And that man is Pato, if DK doesn't return. But I'm going to stay. Pato is going to lead the Orlando City in goals.
All right. So you got Pato. Alex, the Swag Brown, who do you have?
I think I feel like Pato is like the obvious choice here, right? He's like the starting nine as of now. Mr. DK is not coming back. 20 mil in the pocket. So it's got to be Pato. My surprise pick would be Mr. Minutes himself, Tesho Akindele, maybe 12, 15, 18, I don't know. But, no, I mean, for me, it's got to be Pato, right? I mean, he's going to be the guy. Van der Vaarder, he maybe will have maybe double digits, hopefully, I guess. But overall, I think Pato will put together about 15 to 20 goals, and that'll lead the team. But I think we'll have a fair, spread of the wealth. I don't think it's going to be like – one guy's going to have 30 goals or anything like that.
Or like the Larin years with 17 and then like 3, 2.
Yeah. So 17 and then Kaká's 10 and then 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryder, who do you think is going to be the leading scorer for Orlando City this season?
I agree with the gentleman that even if DK does make a return in the early summer, that there will be enough play and Pato will have already gotten a great lead to the fact that it's going to be Pato's year. I think I'm going to go a step further, and I think he's going to be, I don't think he'll win it, but I think he'll be in contention for Golden Boot.
I like it.
Bold. Well, I'm going to go up before Cleon because I'm already fed up of hearing Pato's name.
He can't. It's just a Brazilian Portuguese thing. I mean, what is
of course,
it?
It's gotta we just be knew. Portuguese thing. It's his final season here with Orlando City. He wants to go out with a bang. I'm saying Nani is going to be the one that's going to be the goal scorer. He's going to take it, and he's going to lead, and he's going to show everybody that he still has it in his tank, and he's going to go to Sporting Lisbon after MLS and finish his career out, and he's going to show still that he's the man at his age. I go Nani.
Hey, JJ. I like it. No, you know what?
JJ.
If Nani does that, we're ceiling is up here.
Hey, look here, man. JJ, how you from the time we signed this man, you done run him down every year during the preseason. Then as soon as somebody else come in and we all say Pato, now you're gonna jump on the Nani train. How you doing this, JJ?
I gotta do it.
He's got the hair.
After I saw him last year do what he did, and I criticized the man plenty. I criticized him. I'll be honest. Yeah. I think this is going to be his year. It's his final year in Orlando City. He wants to go out with the bang.
Okay. So, there's some logic to it. There's some logic to it, but it is weird saying, look, the guy's dead. You know, he doesn't have any tread on his tires, and all of a sudden he got a new you know set of four tires over here, like IndyCar.
He got new tires. He got refreshed.
New paint job. He's ready.
He got everything. He's ready to go.
All I know is not a single one of his goals better come via penalty kick. That's it.
And that's exactly what I'm going. I'm going nowhere near Nani as being a leading goal scorer because they got to be taking this man off PKs this year. So I'm going with the rest of the smart gentlemen with Pato.
Pato. That's it, buddy.
And I'm agreeing with Alex. I'm agreeing with Ryder, bro. I'm agreeing with Ryder. I think he's coming for Laren's record on this team.
Nice.
I think he's coming for that 17, and I think he gets it.
If he stays healthy,
I think he's getting 20.
That's a goal healthy. Every other game. That's 34 games.
To hear that.
Yeah. Oof, yeah. I like it. Yeah.
I got a quick question. Nasty. Oh, yeah. I got a quick question. We brought up the PKs real quick. Just real quick, who takes PKs this year?
Not Nani. Not,
who'd you say? JJ?
Pato.
Pato. No. I agree.
Me? Yeah. If he's on the pitch, Urso is my choice.
I would actually, I liked
Yuri or Urso.
Man, Mauricio. I actually liked Antonio Carlos.
Mauricio sucks at them too. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mauricio is worse than Nani by a lot.
Yeah. I'm taking Pato. Easy. Mm-hmm. Pato. Mm-hmm. Easy.
All right.
If the Brazilian center back and the Brazilian center midfielder are number one and two, I'll put the Brazilian striker up there.
I think they're going to start off with Nani, bro. But as soon as he misses one, they need to yank him.
Yeah. Bobby needs to do that fatherly love and just yank it. Say, I love you, but never again.
Let's talk about assists. We're going to go this time to Alex Ryder first. Who's going to lead Orlando City in assists this year?
If as long as he doesn't get a lot of red cards this year, Mauricio Pereira.
Jeez. Okay. And health, right? If he stays healthy and he stops trying to destroy people's legs. Yeah.
Other people's, his own, you know.
I got a different one. Mauricio.
Wow.
Okay. Look, Mauricio is the obvious choice, but Mauricio, I think if DK comes back, I think we're going to play a little different. Maybe he's not, you know, maybe he's not doing that final pass, right? We have a lot of attack. We got a ton of wingers. Who knows? Who knows what Poppy's got cooked up? And Mauricio sometimes likes to camp out a little deeper, make things happen and pull strings from there, get those MLS assists, right? Or at least make that key pass. So I'm going to say the final assist, the real assist, the assist leader is Nani.
The only assist.
It's going to be Nani. Yep, Nani's going to lead the team in assists.
All right.
Nani can send some crosses in. Pato and DK are going to be in there. And then, you know, Nani's unselfish. He drops dimes. If we finished better last year, Nani would have had 10 assists or more. He was dropping dimes all the time. People were just bricking. So
is Nani going to be crossing to England or?
Yeah. Hey, Nani's going to be crossing it to Pato and to DK. And
he's going to be crossing to England, apparently, because DK ain't coming back here, buddy.
Yeah, we've requested the Pato and maybe, you know, but I think Pato can
be in the air. Are these MLS assists?
I think either MLS assist and real assist. Nani is my choice to lead the team in assists this year.
All right, Swag.
I like that shout. Mauricio's obvious choice, but my guts, I know I was bashing him. Not bad. Oh,
Kyle Smith, really?
No.
Oh, okay.
Goodness gracious.
I was like, dude, what the heck? I was mute.
I'm going to say it's going to be Mr. Chris Mueller leading the team.
I like it.
I think the best thing that happens to Chris is every season seems like we there's always a doubt, like maybe somebody behind him's coming in that could take him out. And it shows the best of Chris Mueller whenever there's somebody sneaking up from behind him to take a spot. So I think Vanderwater is gonna bring that pressure, and I think Chris will respond, and I think he'll have an early hot start like he always does. Wouldn't be surprised to have him to have like 5 assists through 4 or 5 games, start the season.
Like it.
Okay. Chris Mueller. What about you, Cleon?
I'm right on page with him. I was going with Chris Mueller.
Interesting. Mueller. All right.
I'm gonna go with Mauricio. Mm-hmm. I'll go with Ryder and Mauricio Pereira as our assist leader on that. So now let's talk about most improved. Who's going to be the most improved or surprise? Let's first go with the most improved. Who do you guys going to think is going to be the most improved player? Eddie?
Oof, put me on the spot. Most improved player. Yeah. Oh, wow. Most improved. Okay, I'm going to pass this one. You guys.
I got it.
All right, go ahead.
I'm taking Juan for most improved, and I know we already get a lot out of him, but he missed a few matches last year, and he went out on that horrible, you know, red card decision. So he just didn't really show his best to end the season last year. I feel like he feels probably like he's got a lot to prove, and he's got a lot to improve. I think, you know, if he finishes, and we've been saying it for a while, but if he can develop that final third, he'll be out of here and onto Europe as well soon. So, you know, if he can start doing that, I think.
Going to Europe?
I would say, yeah.
Ruan? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. A little rough around the edges, but, you know, yeah. A man could dream.
Somewhere in Europe.
So, Turkey. Alex is like, you're
Turkey,
a
big. Norway, you know, okay. The Danish league, something like that, you know.
But not in the top. 5 or 6
No, hey, no, look, I'm not talking about a big club, but I could see him.
Look, JJ, Rafa Ramos, you know, wasn't killing in the league, and he's doing okay in Europe. So, I mean, maybe Juan could do it, right? Fair enough, right?
Portuguese league,
okay.
Maybe.
I got my pick. I got my guy now. Okay, underdog.
Who's your guy?
Sorry. Thanks, Alex, for bailing me out. This is someone who I thought had a good first year and fell back a little bit last year. I think he's going to bounce back. Somebody's, you know, a bit of a forgotten man. Jackson himself. Sebas Mendes.
He's stealing my people.
Yeah. So I'm saying Sebas Mendes with the bounce back, with the bounce back season. Well, that's what I'm going to go with.
You got Sebas Mendes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cleon, who do you got? Is it Sebas also?
He just jumped back in and stole my guy. That's who I was going with, Sebas. Sebas.
All right. What about you, Ryder?
Andres Pereira. I think he's looking great. He's been cleaning up quite a bit. He's a lot of young energy, and I think there's been a lot of proof from him both in the preseason, and even though Jason Christ wasn't using him properly, he looked pretty good in the Olympic trials. So I think he's going to have a breakout season. He's definitely going to get some start time at the beginning of the year with Mauricio not being able to start this weekend, so we'll get to that later. But I think he's going to get to shine, and that he's going to be able to contribute in the midfield big time.
I think I'm going out here on a limb.
Okay.
You know, I do weird things, and I come up with weird. Junior Urso. You're actually going to see this guy probably better than last year. I have a feeling this guy is going to come out. Remember, in the MLS's back, he was very iffy. He started to improve himself, get there. Then he had a bad game, and then he went. I think we're actually going to see the real Junior Urso, the real bear, way better than last year.
He finally got some rest, right?
He was good at the end of the season. He was good at the end of the season.
And he finally got rest, right? He played like 50 games the year before.
Yes. This is going to be his year also. Junior Urso.
I like it. To me. Very bold of you. Good job.
Yeah, right. Banger. and the –
Oh, yeah, the scrimmage against Minnesota. Yeah, man, he just –
That thing was just a rock.
He had those lined up last year, that deep curler. I mean, he was so close last year several times. Now, we were doing newcomer, I mean, like breakout, or are we talking about, like, surprise person? Because we're going to do, like, did I miss something there?
What I was going to do is surprise. Who's going to be the surprise, Not newcomer, because we got a couple of newcomers, but who's going to be the surprise guy – this year, that's going to be like, wow. It's like, you know, we talked about improve, but like the breakthrough that, I mean, just wow, this guy just from last year just kicked butt. You know, he's surprised me. Who do you think that's going to be, Ryder?
The newcomer is definitely going to be Pato, without a doubt.
No. Surprise player. Surprise. The surprise player.
Oh.
Surprise. Yeah, like out of nowhere. You know how, like, Mueller blew up last year.
This guy, man. Like, you know, Kyle Smith last year, to me, would have been a surprise player. Did a great job, you know, coming in when he had to come, take on the left, take on the right. He did what he had to do, you know. Kamal Miller, another one that played right back or left back, excuse me, when he was actually a center. I'm talking about somebody that will surprise you.
Ayas, I think he's going to be able to contribute a lot. First off the bench and then starting, especially in the summer when we lose some players to the Gold Cup and to international duty in Europe.
There you go. A good one. Look at Cleon go. So you don't, I'm gonna let Cleon. So, you don't, so I don't want him to say I stole this
guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm going to go with, I'm gonna go with Zhao.
Zhao, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Zhao. I think I don't know why, because
who
history? You know, I'm a history guy, and I go off of history, and history says this dude will.
Yeah.
History says this dude. History says this dude will not make it through the season, but I don't know why. I just have a feeling when he gets back, he's finally gonna stay healthy for the majority of it once he comes back, and he'll continue what he started in MLS's back last year, and he'll run it through, and he'll jump off the page, I think.
I love it. And this year, last year, some of you guys are fighting me that Zhao should be the left back over Kamal Miller. So look where we come. So I think that's a great callback, call out there. Joao really made a difference when he was there, and maybe they've really addressed the issue for once and for all, you know? And so that's a good one, Cleon. I like it. And that was my 1A. So I'm going to go with my 1. And then this is a surprise one. This is not – I'm just trying to make it fun here. This isn't – I don't know how likely it is, but I like the cut of this guy's jib. It was a surprise. People forget he was here, but he's been doing good in preseason. Is Alvarado. Alvarado looks – that little man looks saucy, man. So I think, you know, we could get – 5-6 goals from him or something. He could be a problem. Speaking of bangers, you guys saw that banger. He scored 2 in the scrimmage. So I'm going to say Alvarado.
Swag.
Yeah, Eddie stole mine. either that or Van der Vaart. I mean, those are my 2 guys that I would say would be surprise players. But, I mean, I'm looking for a lot of the same, just better than last year. So I think everybody's going to be better. I'm excited to see what Pedro does. I think Pedro might get catapulted to, into that transfer talk as well, because he's going to be leading. As long as we can stay healthy in that back line, it's going to be good up top, I think, as far as how we're going to score goals. So as far as who's going to surprise me the most, Kyle Smith would be a great one, you know, but he's already pretty much surprised me, I would say, as much as he can. Perea is a good one. But for me, I hope it's Mauricio, because Mauricio didn't surprise me much last year. I would like for him to surprise me much, much more and make me feel happy much, much more, because if he can bring that to the table, then, you know, he's our centerpiece. So I want him to surprise me in a good way.
All right. And my surprise is going to be Rodrigo Schlegel. I think this is, you know why? Because
a goalie or center back?
How many defenders we have? We just got a rookie. Question.
JJ, you answer the man's question. A goalie or center back?
Center back, not goalie. Unless say, and Austin get hurt. Well, then we got Mason still. But, No, Schlegel, I think it's time for him. You know, he's going to play a lot this year. Because you know that Antonio and Janssen and Robin might be even called up to the Swedish team. Maybe. I'm not saying he is, but he could be. But, hey, we got Schlegel. Schlegel's going to come in there. I think he's going to do good. I mean, it was the reason why we signed him, right? Mm-hmm. So, Oscar must see something in him. So, Schlegel is my my basically guy that's going to surprise a lot of people.
That's a good pick. That's an interesting one. And you know how crazy deep we are now? We all forgot Benji, right?
Like, yeah. I didn't forget him. All those forwards, man, I just don't see how they're all going to play, man.
Yeah.
So it's I can't see anybody jumping off the page because I feel like everybody's minutes is going to get cut down.
Yeah. Yeah, I got
except
you.
We're going to play center back.
Yeah, we're doing that 3-1-6 what we got going this year.
All right, guys, newcomer of the year, newcomer, new guy that's just come in. Who you think is going to be the newcomer of the year? Let's go to Cleon. You're first this time.
Pato!
That's it. Pato.
All right, Eddie.
Pato. With second, right. Sylvester.
Yeah. Alex, Ryder.
Pato, it's easy. I was looking around trying to see if I could find a duck somewhere in my office. I don't have one, so Pato.
Pato, Alex, the swag Brown.
Yeah,
Alex,
I mean, the swag Brown. For sure got to be Pato. I mean, honestly, guy's not making, like, he's not even that high on the payroll. So for us to be putting all this hope into him, it does kind of make me nervous. But I mean, we're talking newcomer of the year. I'll take my odds with him. If something falls off with him, then Sylvester, or I know Alvarado's not technically new, but might as well be.
Yeah.
Well, same thing. You can say the same with Mateos,
too. Yeah. I noticed you didn't try to say his last name.
What were you going to say, Cleon?
How about this? I know it's a little bit off script for a minute, but if you're going to buy or sell it, are you going to buy or sell Pato having a better season than Kaká did?
Yeah,
who's gonna have players that are
Pato's gonna have a better season than
Do you buy that or sell that?
You're talking about Kaká's almost double digits, almost double double year.
His
right?
His best year, his best.
Yeah, I think so because I think he'll score more goals and his assists won't be that far off. I think you look at how many. I mean, he's a guy. He's going to drop deep some. He's going to lay it off. He's going to grab so much attention. He's a smart player. So he's going to have a decent amount of assists. I think just
he's
from that,
too, bro.
I think so.
I'm really high on this, as you can tell. Yeah, but.
Me too.
I think Pato's going to be the newcomer. I mean,
unless he gets hurt, man.
Sylvester,
Sylvester's going to play. Yeah, Cleon with the juju, with the people getting hurt. Stop, you know, it's slow down. But yeah, Sylvester looks nasty, and he said, "Look, people don't know about Sylvester either. He can play all three positions up front. Like he can play striker. He can play either wing too." So they said in some of the preseason footage, I think Julia said that when we were pressing, Tesha would go wide when he was playing striker because, of course, you know, obligated Tesha minutes mandated by law, and then Vanderwater was the one pressing and. I mean, he's quick and he's not a short guy either for a footballer. So, you know, he's going to be more versatile piece than people think he is. And think about the speed that's going to – let's say he's on the bench. Benji, Vanderwater, Alvarado, or Mueller, you know, if they're rotating. And Ayas is quick. And, man, you know. And then if we got all that lightning, we bring a little thunder in, bring some Tesha.
Four forwards as bench players. Yeah. There's no way. There's going to be players that aren't going to even make the 18 that are going
That's
to be
true.
Good.
Yeah. There's going to be some man management needed this year for sure. There's going to be some people who are not going to get those minutes. Yeah, there's going to be
Pato, newcomer of the year for all of us, correct?
That's right.
All right, our big one, team MVP. Mm. Who's going to be the most valuable player, the most important player, MVP, Orlando City this year? Eddie, you go first because I know
I'm gonna do the Alex Brown here instead. I'm gonna ignore the rules and I'm gonna go Poppy Oscar. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of strikers, a lot of mouths to feed, a lot of lions in this pride, and someone's got to step up and be Mufasa and keep the pride in order. And if someone could do it, it's Poppy, man. He puts his arm around him.
Mufasa died, bro.
Yeah, well, you know, he did a good job until he died. that's why he was in the cloud. Well, Oscar is going to need to rotate right not just about rotating to rotate. You got to have the right matchups, the right people. You got to have everybody believing in, you know, in the system. And you know, last year when we lost Joao, we had to change the way we played and stuff like that, right? Or Mauricio was out. And that's a lot to handle. When you rotate, sometimes you have to change the way you play a little bit. But, you know, Papi wants to be the protagonist, you know, and all the time. And how he manages things is going to be crucial. And, you know, this is a good locker room and you don't want to mess up that chemistry. And there's a lot of people we have to make sure are happy and are bought in, because this club's got big ambitions and you need depth and everyone's got to do it. And I'm interested to see. But the most important thing is not just rotation. That's the second most important thing to me this year. First is mentality. We got to calm down. We got to relax. We got to stop blowing up and going nuts. If you're going to go nuts, just let Nani go nuts. Don't go nuts with Nani, because Nani's probably always going to go nuts. But we can't have the whole team join in anymore. We killed ourselves in against New England because of that nonsense, and we lost our cool. We got away with it against New York City FC, but we couldn't get away with it twice in a row. And we are too good of a squad to get hampered by blowing up like that. So Bobby needs to be the MVP. He needs to make it happen.
Ourselves in
the MVP play. Stands for most valuable person or player?
Most valuable Bobby. Is that what
happened? Good one there, Eddie.
There you go. All right. If I had to pick a player, most valuable Pato. There you go.
All right. Alex Brown, who's your MVP?
I'm still thinking about this. I'm going to go with my gut and not my brain. My brain says Pato or Nani. That would be the easy one. But my gut is telling me Chris Mueller is the MVP this year.
Oh, I love it.
Double-digit goals and assists. Not too standout. It's nothing too crazy, but maybe like 12 and 12 MLS assists, you know?
That's not too – that's it. That's crazy.
But
that's awesome.
14 or 12, but I feel like, you know, if you put up those numbers, that's pretty gluey. That's what we need to – you know, we're going to get goals. But how are we going to create them? How are we going to generate them? Who's going to be able to do it at a consistent level throughout the entire year? Or have the best spurts and win us games, you know, because the season's either going to go one of two ways. We'll either be clicking – on all cylinders and just dominate, or we're going to just have spurts, you know, and certain guys will have really, really good weeks or months. So, but for me, I think it's going to be Mr. Mueller. I think this is his year to once again, maybe move on. This is his breakout year. DK had his, and now people are going to be garnering attention. They see what we're generating here at Orlando City, what Daryl DK is bringing, what he did. And they say, hey, Chris Mueller, he had pretty much the same stats against the same competition. Let's see what he's got. And if he has another breakout year, then I think he'll be gone too for a high price tag. Not as high, but a good price.
All right, Ryder, who's your MVP?
For starters, to build on what Brown just said, you got DK, who's the bronze, and Mueller, who's the brains, and it's fun. And you're right, the stats are there, but you also got to think about the fact that Mueller has done something that DK has not yet done. Mueller has two goals for the U.S. men's national team. DK doesn't have any yet. So I'm sure DK will have some very soon, but it's Mueller definitely, even after the season ended, he had a breakout when he was able to do what he did for the national team. So that'll be interesting.
Has DK started any for the national team?
He's had two caps.
Yeah, he should have scored against Northern Ireland, but he hasn't started yet.
Okay.
He's been subs both times? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of DK, I could be cheeky here with my most valuable DK, but instead and say that if he's on the pitch for us, he's going to be the most valuable player, or if we sell him, he's going to be the most valuable player. But in reality, I'm going to go with the safe pick and say Pato, because
okay,
we don't know what's going to happen with DK. He could not be on the pitch for us until late May, early June. He could never wear purple again in this decade. Who knows? We don't know.
Hey, if he gets me 30 million or 40 million, he's my MVP. I don't care.
I don't disagree with you. It's just we need a player that's actually on the field that's going to a value, not a player off the field that's going to allow us to pay for other players. I don't know. I'm with you, JJ. That's why I want to be cheeky, but I'm going to go with the safe bet.
All right, Cleon, your MVP.
You already know what I'm going to say.
Okay.
This is going to be all show long, bro.
Yeah.
You're the duck.
You guys might want to turn down the volume on the podcast, some of you. I got one more MVP, MV Pedro.
Pedro. My MVP is actually going to be Mauricio Pereira. MVP. Mauricio Pereira, I think, will be the MVP due to the circumstances. I think it's time for him to have his breakout year and show everybody what he really – I mean, there's a glimpse that this guy can – he has little Messi type going through everybody. This is the year that he's going to show it also. So my MVP, and he'll take this team on his shoulder, Mauricio Pereira.
Nice. And look at the – I mean, a guy who could pass that well. Look at all the you know, the goodies and options he has. It's just got – it's like a buffet of – this is like a wing buffet, just wings everywhere.
And that's why I think it's going to be – he's going to be the assist leader on this team. He has to be. For the guy, the position he plays and dishes out the ball, it's got to be him. I don't see – I mean, I can't see Nani crossing all these balls in. He's going to have to score, okay?
Yeah.
Mauricio is not the type to score. Mauricio, to me, is the one that's going to dish the ball to Pato, dish the ball to Mueller, who's coming in, Nani's coming in, whatever. I actually think João Montinho is going to have more assists than Nani, to be honest with you, because I wouldn't be surprised if Poppy plays – three defenders and has Juan and Montinho on the sides a little bit higher.
Like wing backs.
You know, has three center backs plus the fullbacks a little bit further up. So that's why I think Mauricio, to me, is the MVP, the assist leader. It's going to be Mauricio. You guys can agree to disagree.
That's fair. That's fair.
All right, let's go on to the our prediction of the top seven. But first, does everybody agree that Orlando City is going to make the top seven?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say.
So now let's predict the top seven, which are going to be the playoffs for the Eastern Conference. Okay. Who wants to go first? Because
I'll go first.
Okay, Swag, go first. Who's the top seven in the East?
All right. So I guess what? Do I start at number one?
Start at seven and all the way to one.
Start at seven.
What makes it tougher?
Seven. Let's throw in Red Bulls at seven. I think they'll sneak in. They're on the downward trend, man. Same thing with NYCFC, man. They have had just a horrible offseason in NYC. You love to see it, don't you? You just love to see it. So I'm going to go backwards, but I like Red Bull at seven. So six, we'll throw in I think we see a lot of the same. Maybe like a Montreal and at six. Yeah, like Montreal. They've had another tough offseason, but maybe moving on from Henri is going to be good for them. Five, let's go with Philadelphia. They're going to take a little bit of a drop. I think not really a drop, but I think the teams below them that were last year are going to improve, going to take the leap above Philadelphia. So we'll throw them at five. Going to put Nashville up at four.
Ooh.
I like Nashville. I don't think Nashville loses a lot of games, and I think that goes a long way. They may tie a lot of games, but I don't think they lose a lot of games. They're always in games. They have a fantastic defense. I think Nashville definitely increases their positioning this year at four. We're going to go Toronto. They're going to be playing down here for at least the first few get matches, right? They're going to have a tough schedule, but they always do, and they always show out. So I like Toronto to be in at three. Honestly, my one, two, and three are pretty interchangeable. I think it's going to be a race between these three teams in the East the whole season, between Toronto, Orlando, and Columbus. But I think at the end of the year, Orlando will be second place in the Eastern Conference.
You don't have Atlanta in the top seven, do you?
No, doesn't have Atlanta.
Atlanta? Do I have Atlanta in the top? No, I don't have Atlanta in the top seven.
Nope, he doesn't have Atlanta in the top seven.
I don't even know what they did. They hired some guy that's named after ketchup or something. I don't know. An Argentinian ketchup.
They spent $60 million. That's what they did.
Yeah.
Heinz ketchup, people. Heinz ketchup.
Some defenders and stuff. But they'll be
all
right.
And they signed the big player from Argentina, Leandro Lopez, who's just.
They spent money and sucked before.
It's true.
So, I can't believe it.
But anyways, I don't even care about Atlanta. I'm not putting them in my seven. I think Orlando finishes second behind Columbus. I think Columbus is going to be really, really good, but I think we're going to be really, really good. I think both of those teams will be 1-2 in the not only in the East, but in the MLS. 1-2 Ooh. Will be Columbus and Orlando, one way or the other at the end of the year.
And who's your cup pick? What's your finals?
Let's see. For the final, I like Sporting Kansas City out of the West. Uh-huh. I think they're going to take the next step this year. Obviously, LAFC back to normal. You'd probably see them go crazy. But I think it'll be Kansas City and us. We're winning it all this year, boys.
Nice.
Wow. Nice.
I don't care if we're coming second. I mean, I want the supporter shield, but I want the star, man, over the crest, my guys. That's all. I have one site. That's
I want it all.
We could talk about Open Cup. Yeah, it'd be great to have Open Cup. Listen, it would be great to have supporter shield. It would be excellent. You don't get a star for the supporter shield. You only get a star for the Open Cup when you're playing in the Open Cup.
You got to make your own shield now, apparently.
Yeah, so like then if you're walking around, like you get a star in the Open Cup and you don't get one in MLS Cup and you walk around with a jersey with a star on it, everybody knows you're wearing an Open Cup jersey.
It's you got that. Exactly. I mean? You got that John Walker, shield.
For me, it's all about the MLS Cup, man, and I think we are undoubtedly 100%. There is not a crosshair doubt in my mind that we aren't winning this thing this year. We're taking it home. This meant
I love it. I like it.
Alex Ryder, you're next.
And you got Brown getting me all excited and getting into my head now. I like that Nashville pick for the playoffs. I'm going to say slot them in there for number seven. They were kind of on the bubble for me, and Brown pushed me over. Number six, you got, I'm going to say DC United. They've fallen from grace. They haven't fallen that far yet. Number five, Red Bulls. Number four, Toronto. Number three, Philly. Actually, you know what? Give Orlando number three. I keep going back and forth. We can't win the East in this regular season, but we're going to come darn well close. Give Orlando number three. Give Philly number two. And I agree, Columbus is going to be hard to beat. They're going to be number one. We're going to end up playing them to go to MLS Cup. That's what it's going to come down to. Winner.
Who makes it?
If we're healthy, I think we can go. I want to be optimistic. I also want to say that we're going to be healthy, that we're going to have all the pieces. Like, let's keep DK. We keep DK, we can go deep. I don't care about the money. I want to see this team win. And if we throw DK out there, if we can shore up some of our defensive shortcomings, if people can get healthy and people can stay healthy, the world is our oyster. This team, this is not a team that's going to just sit idly by. We're going to win games. We're going to go deep. We're going to make people look at us and say, oh, they weren't the one hit wonder that everybody's calling us from last year. We didn't just leave that in the MLS is back bubble. We didn't just get lucky in a shortened season. I think that we've built some great stuff, and we've shown in years past that with just a few pieces from the past that Perea can build. He can build on that. Oscar can take all the old pieces from the old coaches. I mean, look what he did with Kyle Smith. Kyle Smith was
an accountant.
He was an accountant that came from USL because James O'Connor liked him, and he got turned into a solid defender that we are going to desperately rely on early this season until Zhao gets healthy. And even then, who knows? Maybe Kyle keeps his position. Who knows? We just got to stay healthy, stay hungry. And we, like Eddie was saying earlier, we can't be our own worst enemies. That's what it's going to come down to. So if we stay healthy, we go to the cup. I can see us playing LAFC.
All right. Very good. I'm going to go up next, and then I'll let Eddie and Cleon finish so you guys can laugh at my top seven that I just put in a hat and I just decide to, you know, pick or whatever. Literally. So, yes. And I usually am right, as you guys know. I mean, my predictions usually come very true. That when I choose out of the hat, it comes correct. So
yeah, I had to admit it. We had Orlando in the playoffs, what, 17 or 18? Yeah. JJ was like, not gonna happen.
No. All right. So number seven, Inter Miami. You guys got it. Come on. Yeah, I know there are rivals. Pizarro, Pellegrini, Canzano, or whatever his name is. I mean, come on, guys.
Pellegrini ain't playing, my guy.
Yeah.
He gone.
He's not gone yet to New England or wherever he's
going. They cannot play him. They literally cannot put him on the field.
I wish they would, because he ain't even good, bro.
They cannot put him on the pitch.
But still, you got
Miami is in shambles, bro. They are going to be closer to 14 or 12.
You got a good team. All
right. Trash. All right.
Seven, dude.
Number six, New York Red Bulls. I have the Red Bulls at six. Number five, Nashville.
Okay.
Number four, I have Philadelphia Union, which could be a three, depending. Toronto also. I have them at three, so they can flip-flop Toronto, Philadelphia. Number two, I have Columbus. And number one, you guys ready for this one?
Oh.
Atlanta United.
No.
I'm going to say Orlando City, folks.
Yeah.
First time ever, I actually have Orlando City, I think, making the playoffs or in here. But
yeah.
Orlando City's number one. There's no way. I mean, come on, man. You got
Pato. What's Cleon? You don't believe him, or what do you think? Cleon doesn't believe anything.
Cleon, speaking.
He doesn't believe himself.
Can see.
He doesn't believe himself.
How do I not believe myself?
Yeah, Orlando, this guy's got City. Perea dropping dimes, 90 MVP in it, you know, with new tires. JJ, you believe it, right?
I believe all that. I'm telling you. I'm believing
it's
all
more convincing if you look forward when you say it. Don't look away.
Yeah, and then when it happens, oh, my goodness. It's great to see it on here and go to you guys. Yeah, see what I told you? No, seriously.
Orlando and it's City, on YouTube now.
Hey, yeah. Exactly. But on a serious note, Orlando City has all the pieces, man. They have everything. Mm-hmm. If we have a healthy, healthy season, nobody can really beat us, man. Come on. You got Pato, AC Milan, former AC Milan. Yeah, he played like two games for Chelsea. But, I mean, the guy played for the Brazilian national
and
team.
And scored.
Huh?
He scored a PK for Chelsea.
Yeah.
Good numbers. One goal for two games.
Look at our defense, man. Our defense. Antonio Carlos, Robin Jansen. If Joao Moutinho is healthy and he plays like he did when MLS was back with Nani on that left side, and that's going to be unstoppable.
Columbus Mauricio stacked, bro.
Mauricio stacked. In the middle. You know what I'm saying? Who won with his speed on the right side to Mueller with as speed also? I'm sorry. But this, if we are healthy and then you get off the bench, Van de Water, I mean, Benji Michelle, Tesho. I'm sorry. But this team, if we can't do it with this team, how stacked we are, I don't know what to say then, but this is the team that we should go to the next level and where we can be. I mean, I don't know. This is a fantasy team right here. I'll be honest with you. Then my MLS Cup, you guys call me crazy, but I can see a final between Adrian Heath and Poppy, Minnesota, Orlando, especially with the new stadium in Minnesota. That's it. That's my. Mm-hmm. And like who is it? Eddie, go.
All right. I like it. I like it, JJ. I felt that. Okay, so seventh place, Toronto FC. Okay. Sixth place, we're going to have Atlanta United, fortunately. Then we're going to have fifth place, we're going to have Nashville. Okay. Fourth place, Philadelphia. Okay. The third place, New England Revolution. You guys sleeping on New England Revolution. They, they're a good team.
I'm not.
They got Bruce looks like a Simpsons character, and I'm tired of that guy, but he's a good coach, and that's a good squad, especially Carlos. If Carlos Gil is healthy, that guy's nasty, man. He's one of the top three players in the league.
Only thing I see when I look at Bruce Arena is a pallbearer. That's it.
He's never going to live it down, Michael Bradley. Yesterday I was just thinking, I was like, oh, Toronto, Michael Bradley. I forgot that guy existed. Then that moment I regretted, I remembered that he existed. You know,
yeah.
Anyways,
you can let me down when I die. That's it.
Well, then I got Orlando City at two, and I got Columbus at one. They're pretty stacked, and defensively, I think they're just maybe a little better, you know, than us, perhaps. A little deeper in that sense. You know, Mensah is really good, and we need Mauricio to play like their number 10 did last year, you know, scoring goals like that, or we need that to step up, and we need
who's their number 10?
What's his name again? I always mix him up with
Zela Rayon.
I always mix him up with Reynoso from Minnesota. But okay, the finals, I got us coming through. Columbus gets upset by somebody, we get revenge on the Revs, and we go to the finals, and I'm with JJ, Minnesota United, or Adrian Heath, or Orlando City versus Orlando City. Some of the OGs they don't know what to do, you know. they got the red jersey or not the red jersey. I don't know what's going on. And they make one of those half jerseys. Well, anyways, Orlando City takes it, man. Like, this is our year. Mauricio could be gone after this year. Nani could be gone after this year. Mueller could be gone after this year. We might never see DK again. You know, this is the year. We got to capitalize on it. We have the squad for it. We have the depth for it. We got the coach for it. We have one of the better coaches in the league. And you know what? In the words of Ted Lasso,
this is the year. This has to be
believe. Cleon, what you got?
I agree with you, Eddie. I definitely agree with you. This is the year. Like you just mentioned, half of these players, I mean, Pato's only on a one-year contract.
You know what I'm saying? Who knows? Yeah. Who knows if he decides to.
I'm just saying, everybody could leave. What are we having next year? Our OCB team coming up?
We have no John Moutinho next year. We could lose. Mueller's like on a 1+1+1+1 kind of situation. He could be gone. You know, he could be whatever.
So this is our year. What we have is the most, I think, talented squad ever.
Yeah,
and there's the reason we're 100%. So deep, guys. The reason we're so deep is not just because we want to be deep. That's important, as we saw last year when we were bringing off Donegal, bringing on Andres Perea. He's a good player, but he's not an offensive player. Then that's because we lack some depth there. But some of this depth is because some of the people are anticipated to be gone. You know, Sylvester's going to push Mueller, but he's awesome, possibly Mueller's replacement, right? And Alvarado's going to get in there. Maybe he's Nani's replacement, et cetera, right? So
you also got the summer transfer.
Yeah. Summer transfer. We got a DP spot. We have a DP spot.
DP
still.
Spot still available. So,
and plus, we get that DK money. Get that DK money. Throw this.
And then we sign Cristiano Ronaldo.
The DK money into some Dogecoin. Make it fly. Right, Alex? I'm just kidding. All right. Cleon, what do you got?
What do you have?
All right. I'm going. Number seven, I'm going with NYCFC. I think they drop a little bit. They lost a lot. They didn't do too much to replace it. If Aber comes back, it should be enough to hold them, at least in the playoffs. So I'll go NYCFC to number seven. Number six, I could have put this at five, but I'm going to go six because I think it'll take them some time to start gelling. Atlanta, as much as I hate them, Atlanta will – I would be shocked if they don't make the playoffs. So I'll put Atlanta at number six. They just added way too much this offseason to be that trash again. Number five, I'm going with Toronto. I think they're going to drop off a little bit. I feel like they're starting to get a little long in the tooth. So I'll drop them down. And they weren't – Toronto's one of those teams. I just feel they weren't as good as their record last year. And it kind of played out as soon as they hit the playoffs. But I don't believe they were really that good last year, as good as the record, well, at least where they were in the standings.
Yeah, they played DC United.
So Toronto at number five.
Yeah, I said they played DC United like five times.
So Toronto. Yeah, yeah, they weren't that good. So yeah, Toronto at number five. New England, I got them number four. Number four, three, and two, I feel it's a toss-up, man. Like, I feel like any three of these next three teams could end up in any of those spots. So for right now, I'm going to put New England at number four, very closely with, for now, I'm going with Orlando City, number three, with Philadelphia at number two. I can easily see Philadelphia drop down to the four and Orlando and New England shooting up. Because Philly, they did lose some defense this offseason, and they even, not that I know, they haven't done too much to replace it. So New England at four, Orlando City at three, Philadelphia at two, and Columbus, I feel like they're going to kind of run away in the regular season with that number one spot. I think they're going to win.
None of you have faith field. That Orlando City will be number one.
I care more about Columbus the cup than the shield.
Deep, bro. Yeah. Columbus is deep, deep, deep. And when you're talking about regular season, that's 34 games long. I'm not saying Columbus is going to win the championship, but regular season over 34 games, nobody's as deep as them. And I feel like they're gonna grab that shield. I want it to be Orlando. Trust me. MLS Cup. It's a toss up between Portland and Minnesota. I'm gonna go with Minnesota. I would have said Seattle, but didn't my boy Rudy Diaz? My boy, he's injured, ain't he?
Yeah, for a little bit. Mm-hmm.
I think he got injured, what, like 8-9 weeks or something like that?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and somebody else as well. And somebody else important as well. They got two guys out for long, and then Jordan Morris is gone too. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they're gonna drop out or drop way down. So I'm gonna go with Portland's always around there. I think Minnesota probably takes the regular season in the West, but playoffs, Portland just find a way, man. So that's who I got. That's who I got. I say Orlando City, they're winning the trophy this year. Well, if we get into the U.S. Open Cup, I feel like if we get into all three competitions with MLS, all four, MLS, the in-between supporter shield race, in-between MLS League Cup, U.S. Open Cup, and Leagues Cup, I feel like we're taking home a trophy this year. I don't know which one, but we're getting one.
Okay. So what's your pick for the MLS then?
It's Portland or Minnesota.
They're going to win it?
Win it? I don't know if they'll win it, but.
Well, that was the question.
They're going to get
it. Who's going to win it? Oh, it's all right. Cleon's on. Mid-season I don't know who's coming out the East, the bro.
I don't know who's coming out the East, man.
Okay. All right.
I don't know who's coming out the East.
Okay.
All right. Well, maybe Kilian will get off the fence a little sooner than later. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Open Cup that Kilian just mentioned. Do you guys think that Orlando City will make it? Remember, the top eight teams in the MLS after the third game are the ones that qualify for the U.S. Open Cup. So the top eight teams, it's not East. It's not the top four in the East, top five, four in the West. It's all combined from Supporters Shield. So basically, it could be eight teams from the West that can make it. Do you guys think Orlando City has a chance at making it to the U.S. Open Cup? Cleon?
Oh, yes. Right. I think we fit in that eight somewhere.
Eddie?
I'm going to say yes. I think we could get 6 or 7 points off the first three. And that'll be enough to get us in.
Ryder?
I think we're going to get in. I think it's going to be a pretty deep run for us too, because the lack of MLS competition, in theory, we're only going to have to play one or two MLS sides, depending on how the tournament gets set up and who gets buys and who doesn't. So that'll make for a very interesting tournament. And I think we're going to go pretty deep. It's not the Open Cup. I've said this before, but it's still a cup. It still has a CONCACAF Champions league berth on the line, and I think that we're going to take it seriously. We're going to go all out in these first three matches, and we're going to get that qualification, because not only do we need to qualify, we need to come out of the door swinging this season to show the league that we're not messing around. So yeah, I think we make it.
All right, Swag.
I think we make it. Yeah, top eight, sure. All right. We're gonna kick Atlanta's butt, so that's 3 points auto right there. So what do we got to get? Maybe four in the next two after that. So I mean, hey, I think yeah, getting dubs all around, my guys. Open cup, right. Top eight, easy.
Nice, JJ.
I don't know how the mathematical works. I don't know how if teams, you know, if eight teams, all or 10 teams, are able to get 9 points. I know we can make it. Now, tiebreaker, that's a different story, because eight teams is easy to get 9 points. Okay. There's got to be a tiebreaker, or if there's a tie or whatever. Yes, we'll make it, but it's going to be up to the tiebreaker, I think, where we might not make it. So, because there's going to be a lot of teams vying for eight spots for this U.S. Open Cup.
Don't you think if one of the tiebreakers is goal differential, that should probably be in our favor?
It should lead our favor. I mean, but
I don't know. The first three teams we play, they don't really give up a lot of goals. So,
I mean, you're playing lose. Atlanta in the first game. You know, you got Brad Guzan in goal. So, it's just, to me, I think we make it, but the tiebreaker, you know, there's, like I said, there's like 10 ways of a tiebreaker, from goal differential to a coin toss at the end. So yeah, I do think we make it, but it's up to the basically the tiebreaker, because there's going to be, I think there's going to be eight or 10 teams that are going to have 9 points. That's just okay. Me. So let's talk about Atlanta United coming into town this Saturday. And let's give what your best 11, what your 11, basically, what you guys think is going to be the 11 that are going to be on the field. Let's go with Alex Ryder first. Your 11.
From back to front, we obviously got Pedro Galese. We got Kyle Smith, Robin Johansson, Antonio Carlos, and Rowan as the back four. Urso, Rossell, and Perea as the in the midfield, and then Nani, Pato, Mueller up front.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Now, is it Juan suspended or no?
No.
I don't believe Juan is suspended. He from was that only red card? Suspended. Yeah, he was only suspended for the next game. I don't believe that carried over.
So he only took one game. Okay. Season.
Yeah.
Very good. Also. All right, Eddie, go ahead.
I got Pedro, Kyle Smith, Jansen, Antonio Carlos, Juan, Urso, and Rossell's like Tesho. If he's healthy, he plays. So Yuri, and then wings is going to be Nani and Mueller. And then I'm going to think – I got a little surprise. I think we're going to have actually Pato at the 10 and Mateos Ayas starting at striker. That's my 11.
Ooh. Oh, interesting.
The last scrimmage, the first half, Ayas started at striker, by the way, against Minnesota.
Very good. All right, Cleon.
Yo, all right. I'm going to go with Gaese, Juan, Antonio Carlos, Johnson, Kyle Smith, Junior Urso. I'm going to go with Rossell, Yuri. And shoot, no Perea. This is going to be a 4-4-2, man. All right, I'm going to go Pato. I don't know what formation they end up in, but Pato, Mueller, Nani, and Tesho, because he loves him.
Very good. Swag.
All right, so same back five that you guys got, the back four with Pedro. I think it'll be the Bear with Andres. I like Eddie starting Pato at the 10. I think he's onto something there. I can see Ayas or even Tesho starting. That's a striker. And then I think Alvarado starts. I think Nani comes off the bench. And
I
then
see that.
Chris Mueller getting the start as well. Vandervater off the bench. But yeah, then you got Vandervater, Nani, and then Schlegel if we're winning, or Benji if we're losing, coming off the bench, or tied.
Or Yuri too, or Sebas. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Here is mine.
Oh boy.
Pedro in goal.
Yeah. Okay.
Ruan right back. Antonio Carlos and Janssen. I put Andre Pereira. Pereira is going to be their left back, not Kyle Smith.
Well, why?
I think so.
What?
You'll see. Okay. I think.
Okay.
Then you have Yuri and the Bear. Pato will be more that, like Eddie says, that 10 up. Mueller, Nani, and then Tesho Akindele up front, because it's Tesho. I just think with Andres, I just think that doesn't hurt to try something new. You don't know what he could have. Who knows? You know, I just think it could be Andres. I think he has that capability of playing left back. Or I wouldn't mind seeing three defenders.
Yeah.
Three defenders.
Well, Atlanta's playing a 3-4-1, 3-4-1-2-1 or something, right? Atlanta is, so I don't know if they want to line up the same way to counter it.
So we'll see. We'll see when that's. All right, score predictions real quick, guys. Cleon.
What do you got, Cleon?
Cleon,
I'm going 2-1, Orlando.
2-1, okay. Orlando, Cleon says. Eddie.
2-1, Orlando as well. Bato with a goal. Bato and Mueller with the goals. And I don't know. Just for drama, I'm going to get Joseph a goal. For Atlanta.
Ryder.
Pato, Mueller, and Nani all score. We give up a scrappy one. It's 3-1. Orlando takes away a much needed goal, +2 goal differential, and 3 freaking points.
Swag.
5-0. Screw Atlanta. We're here, we got the buddies.
+5.
I think we are a step above the entire league. I think we can come if we were in Champions League right now, we would win it in CONCACAF. So we're not, unfortunately, but we're gonna be in it next year. Got news for you. So, but with this team that we have, guys, I think we are literally a step. I think we are on like that LAFC level. If Pato can be that guy. When they set all those records a couple years ago, I think we are that good. I think we can be that good. I think the potential is that high. 5-0. Screw you, Atlanta.
All right. Well, all right. I was going to say 3-1, but Ryder said 3-1. You say 5-0. So I'll go in the middle. I'll go 4-0. 4-0. Orlando wins. I agree with the swag. Orlando is just too damn good this year. They have a great team.
He said the middle.
They just, to me, honestly, I just, or I agree with you, Swag. Orlando's
if I'm getting my hopes set up, then I know we're like one center back away from maybe just losing the whole thing. But hey,
why would you say that?
Everywhere else, man, is so good. I got faith that
we're a center back away, a left back away, and a 10 away, bro.
Listen, nobody's got to happen.
I'll tell you something right now. This Orlando City team, you talking CONCACAF Champions League? They could actually be in the qualification of the Champions League in Europe. This is how good I think this team is. Not in the round of 16, not in the quarterfinals. I'm talking about in the qualification rounds of the Champions League of Europe. I think Orlando City is that good this year.
We're going to win the Club World Cup in 2022. I already got it on those calendars.
There you go.
You're going to Qatar? Cleon, don't tell the others, but I'm going to. Yeah, Cleon, don't tell the others, but I'm going to edit that last couple minutes. I'm just teasing. I love it, guys. Good. All right. We got, what do we got?
I feel like your boy from, I can't even remember his damn name now. What? The one, I don't believe you.
Oh, yeah. That's just like Anchorman. Anchorman. Yeah.
Yeah. For the first time, ever. Yo, and I'm gonna need you edit. Speaking of edits, you can leave this in. But Speaking of edits, I'm gonna need you to put some fancy music on top of this. For the first time ever, we're gonna start a new tradition. Stolen from, I can't even say borrowed. Stolen from inside the NBA. It's called Who He Play For. And we're going with you, Mr. JJ. Mr. Know All of the league. We're gonna start early. We're gonna start nice and easy.
Mr. Champions League.
I'm gonna explain the rules. I'm gonna explain the rules to you. We're gonna name five players. And since this is the first one, I'm gonna start off easy, and I'm gonna use only ex Orlando City players.
Okay.
Where I'm gonna name five random players, and you need to tell me who he played for.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
All right. Let's go. The first player is, I'll give you another hint. I'll give you another hint. It's only going to be U.S. based. So these players will be playing in the United States.
Okay.
Player number one, Stefano Pino. Who he played for?
Ooh. He was in China last time I heard. Or India.
Where is he now?
So you want to know where he's at in the U.S.?
I want to know who he played for right now.
I say the Silverbacks in San Antonio or Atlanta or whatever the heck they're called.
So close. He plays for Austin Bolt.
Oh.
USL awesome. Championship. So close.
Man.
All right, player number
I'm
two.
I'm betting JJ goes 0 for 5.
I'm with you. I'm putting one that's very easy, so I'm hoping he gets at least.
I'm putting my money on 1 for 5.
Player number two, Pierre De Silva. Oh. Who he play for?
I think I know this one.
I know
that's the Tampa Bay Rowdies.
Oh, so close again. Right state, Tulsa? Wrong team. Miami FC.
Miami. Oh. 0 for 2 for me.
0 for 2.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Player number 3 is everyone's favorite goalkeeper, Greg Ranjitsi. Who he played for?
Come on.
He was in Minnesota. International
spot staking backup keeper.
Come on, my guy.
I'm going to say Harrisburg.
So close. That team no longer exists, but so close.
He's like Austin Aztecs.
He actually just signed with the Philadelphia.
The Tampa Bay Mutiny.
The Philadelphia Union is who he is. Okay. All right. Let's stick on the goalkeepers, and let's go with Earl Edwards Jr. Who he played for?
He just signed with somebody.
Yes, he did. Who
do
you play for?
DC United?
Oh, so close. That was his previous team. New England Revolution.
It's hard to tell those teams between. They look the same to me.
I'll give
you. Northeast. It's all the Northeast.
Yeah, red, white, and blue.
Same accent. Yeah.
I'm going to give you the best shot you're going to get from this game is not going 0 for 5. And if you don't get this one, I don't know what to say for you because I know every listener out here is going to get this.
This one's going to make me sad.
This is actually the only chance that JJ has to not go 0 for 5. So, not the best.
I already know who it is.
Yep. Who is it?
Since we have two Alexes on the show already, let's go with the third Alex. Alex DeJean. Who he played for?
Come on, man.
You got to get this.
We just signed a USL team.
Oh,
no.
Come on, what are y'all doing? Who he played for, JJ? Yeah, he's going 0 for 5.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Austin.
No. Oh, so close. Correct first letter. Completely wrong league and team. You will see him this weekend playing for Atlanta United.
Yeah. Oh, you forgot it after?
Good job, JJ. Better luck next year.
I know where Kevin Molino plays. He plays in Columbus.
We got one. Yeah, here we go.
What about Richie?
Ask him where Rafa Ramos plays.
Yeah, or Estrella plays.
Or Estrella.
You know, I made sure I kept all
Pedro,
the
Pedro.
I made sure
Pedro.
I kept all
what about Winter?
Or Brian Rochez.
Yeah.
Or Pedro Rivera.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. How about
Collins. I know all those
how about
players.
I give you a bonus? How about I give you a bonus?
All right, go.
I'll give you one chance. I'll give you one bonus player.
Uh-oh.
How about
Don Dwyer, Baldwin Park FC?
The man who is named after the personal computer.
PC.
Who he plays for?
He plays in San Antonio.
Oh,
that's right. He got it.
Yes.
He just had to get someone who spoke Portuguese. That's it. San Antonio Spurs FC.
That's all we need.
I don't know
all
what
we need
called.
Is somebody to spoke Portuguese.
That's it.
San Antonio.
Hey, Pierre de Silva speaks Portuguese.
They got a three. It's him, Giles Portuguese. Barnes, and Grinwis.
All right, guys.
All right.
All right, let's kick some butt this Park weekend. Line, let's beat Atlanta United.
Yeah.
And
Alex Pizon's Atlanta United.
5-0. I'll see y'all there in the stands.
4-0.
Yeah, get your shots.
All right, guys. Till next week. Shots. Next Sunday, we'll be back on. We're recording next Sunday. So we'll probably see you guys on Monday because it'll probably go out on Monday. So until then, guys, vamos Orlando and.
No Pato! No party!
Oh, oh nice. That's the new one. I like it.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Orlando Lions Den podcast. Until next time, be sure to check us out on Twitter and Facebook and at OrlandoLionsDen.com.